The federal government approved a big coal lease in central Utah Friday over the objections of environmental groups. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Environmental groups asked the U.S. Bureau of Land Management earlier this month to scrap an auction for 42 million tons of coal in San Pete County. They wrote a letter urging Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to stop the sale. Tim Wagner is director of the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, and he says burning the leased coal means more air pollution in Utah and climate change worldwide.
There's an old saying in the environmental advocacy community, think globally, act locally. This is a global issue, but we're actually acting locally to stop a coal lease here for that very reason.
The environmental groups want the BLM to rethink its entire coal program as part of the Obama administration's climate pollution strategy. But the agency went ahead Thursday and approved the $17.2 million sale adjacent to the Skyline Mine. Megan Crandall is spokeswoman for the BLM's Utah office. She says the lease could mean work for 300 miners and federal royalties of $100 million to split with Utah. Crandall says the federal agencies do want to broaden the energy mix eventually.
That doesn't mean we don't have a legal responsibility in the BLM to ensure that domestic energy resources, including coal, move forward with development in a responsible fashion. I mean, this is all part of the balance.
Meanwhile, the environmental groups are discussing whether to sue the federal government over this sale. Judy Faze, KUER News.